The Adams Case, Romans chapters 1 through 8, by Alice S. Mooneyhan. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 3, verse 6. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Introduction, Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Man was created in the image of God and was pronounced good by his Creator. Through disobedience to God, he fell from that place of innocence and uprightness to sin and condemnation and was unable to redeem himself. Through the gospel of Christ, God reveals a righteous basis by which he can justify the ungodly who believe and impute to man his righteousness, which is not of works but of faith. The indictment of man. Romans chapter 1, verses 13 through 32. The last half of Romans 1 shows the result of the fall, the result of man's disobedience, and God's indictment of man. Instead of becoming wise, they, mankind, became fools and left the worship of God for idols. Then they had to change their theology concerning creation, so they invented the story of evolution. In so doing, they changed the truth of God into a lie. They came to worship the creature more than the Creator. Because their conscience still condemned them, they wanted to forget God. God then gave them up to uncleanness, vile affections, and a reprobate mind. And even though they knew that God's judgment upon those committing such things was death, they continued to do them and had pleasure with others who were doing them. The trial of man, Romans chapter 2 through chapter 3, verse 20. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Jeremiah 17, verse 10. The moral Gentile and the religious Jew plead not guilty, but their pictures loom large in the rogues' gallery of Romans 1, boastful and proud. God judges according to truth and is no respecter of person. Man's deeds prove him guilty, and God rewards according to deeds. The very scriptures in which the Jews boasted proved them no better than the Gentiles. It is written that there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:10. There is none that understands. There is none that doeth good. They are all gone out of the way. Romans 3, verse 12a. The final verdict of the court is guilty. God's righteousness upheld through redemption. Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 31. God could not justify man upon the basis of works. Grace, however, has provided redemption through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Therefore, God is just and is justifier of all who believe on his Son. God's honor has been vindicated and his righteousness confirmed through the grace way of salvation. Two witnesses called, Romans chapter 4. Abraham lived before the law, and his faith was counted for righteousness. David lived under the law, but his iniquities were forgiven, and his sins were covered by redemption. We too are counted righteous if we believe on Jesus Christ, who was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. The two Adams, the case reviewed, Romans chapter 5. Man had fallen into a state of helplessness. He was ungodly, a sinner, and an enemy of God, and the first Adam was responsible for it all, Romans 5:12. He could not redeem himself nor his children. His brother, however, could redeem him if he were able. The law demanded restitution plus one-fifth more than the law sustained. Grace restores not one-fifth, but five times more than the law sustained. Jesus Christ, the last Adam, has redeemed not one man, but all men by bearing their guilt. He has made atonement for not one offense, but all offenses by paying the penalty. Death reigned over man because of sin. Believers now are kings in the realm of life through Jesus Christ. By one man, the source of life, justification has been provided for all men. The law of God executed man, but the grace of God has given him a righteous life which will endure forever. The ruling of the court, Romans chapter 6. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. 2 Corinthians 5:14. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and the penalty of death was paid for sin, it was as if not only the first Adam dies with him, but also our old selves, as the Aramaic translation gives in Romans 6, verse 6. All charges against the first Adam are dropped, and we are admonished to identify ourselves by faith with Christ in his death and resurrection. We are to yield our members unto God as alive from the dead. Since we are alive from the dead, we are not living in the realm of sin and the law. However, the body can still be an instrument for evil as well as for good. If we fail to reckon ourselves dead indeed unto sin, we will come under its power again and receive the wages of sin, which is physical death. Our spirit cannot die because God has given us eternal life. The woman in the case, Romans chapter 7. This woman's husband died, the first Adam, and she was later married to another man, the last Adam, Jesus. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Romans 7, verses 3 and 4. Her story. Before my husband died, we were living beyond our means. Romans 7, verse 5. Thank the Lord those days are past. Romans 7, verse 6. I wanted to set a good table and make a beautiful home and be somebody in the world. I did not know that those desires could become evil to me. My covetousness led me to obtain things dishonestly and to have fellowship with evil companions. Romans 7, verses 7 and 8. I was apprehended by the law of my first husband. He was executed, but by the intervention of a good man, to whom I am presently married, and the mercy of the court, I was pardoned and set free. Romans 7, verses 9 through 10. I cannot say that I did not deserve the penalty of the law, for the evil that was in me drove me to that lawless way. Romans 7, verses 11 through 13. My new husband was spiritual, but I was still carnal, continually doing the things that I hated, and yet unable to do the things I wanted to do to please my new husband. Romans 7, verses 14 through 16. It was my carnal nature which was ruling me and causing me to do the things which were evil. Romans 7, verse 18. I was double-minded, two-souled, unstable in all my ways. When I came into the place of despair over this inward conflict and cried out for deliverance, the answer came through Christ and a revelation of the two natures within me. Romans 7, verses 24 through 25. Triumph of the last Adam. Romans chapter 8. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The voice of faith speaks. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The righteousness which the law demands is fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Those in whom the Spirit of God dwells are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. For the Spirit cannot dwell in one who has not the Spirit of Christ through the new birth. And if Christ is in us, the body is judged dead, but the Spirit is alive. If the Spirit of God dwells in us, he will also quicken our mortal bodies. Those who are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God and joint heirs with Christ for suffering with him. We are not yet manifested as sons, but are waiting until our bodies partake of the redemption for which Christ paid with his blood. Glorification is the last link in the chain of God's purposes, which began when he predestinated or marked out before a new creation in Christ. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 47 and 49. Nothing can hinder God's purposes for us in Christ. No one can condemn us who are justified, and nothing can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus, our Lord.